On slide 5, we see a discussion, a short discussion, of the problems that we see in our clients. Apraxia, in general, is a severe lack of phonemes. Thus, both consonants and vowels are lacking. In terms of the vowels, we usually see clients overusing the neutral, or what we could call the undifferentiated vowels, particularly So when saying mama or mommy, a client who's stuck using just will say mama. And when saying no, the client will say na. And when saying bye-bye, the client will say ba-ba, and so forth. And you probably have children on your caseload like that. Or if this is your child we're discussing, you probably have heard that with your child. Dysarthria, on the other hand, is a significant distortion of sound, of phonemes. Therefore, we have distortion of the vowels. For example, in saying the word go, the child might say go, where we have a stretching out of the vowel, an inappropriate prolongation. We don't have a fixed oral position. We have wandering oral movements. And therefore, the O stretches out and has other elements added to it. We see this in any kind of neuromuscular disorder, particularly children with cerebral palsy, cerebellar disorder, and other kinds of brain damage. Children who are classified as phonologically impaired tend to not have problems with vowels. Hodson has stated that the vowels are not usually a problem in children with phonological problems. When we have severe apraxia and dysarthria, however, we can have vowel omissions, vowel distortions, and vowel substitutions. On slide 6, what we usually do in speech and language therapy, we usually emphasize the consonants and ignore the vowels. For example, on the left-hand side of those lists of words, we see the words ball, boat, baby, and bee as outlined there in the left-hand column. Most of us model these words like this. We say buh, buh, ball, buh, buh, boat, buh, buh, baby, and buh, buh, bee. I hope you can hear that I'm emphasizing the B, which is an appropriate thing to do, but I'm training the child to use a neutral vowel each time he produces that B. And what happens with these children is they end up calling a ball a buh, and they call a boat a buh, and baby buh or buh-buh, and a bee a buh. On the right-hand column, we have other consonants there. In modeling doggy, we typically say duh, duh, doggy, muh, muh, more, puh, puh, please, guh, guh, go. In my opinion, this method, which is a classic and universal method of speech stimulation, this method solidifies unintelligibility because it focuses on the consonants while training the child to use neutral vowels. What we should do is what I call set the vowel and speak the consonant through it. For example, in stimulating the word moo, we should be saying oo, oo, moo, e, e, b for the word b, ah, ah, mommy, o, o, open, a, cup. This helps intelligibility because it sets the vowel and helps the child speak the consonant through it.